This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
What is... Dax, are you...
Tracking all our cars on Carvana Value Tracker? On all our devices? Yes, Kristen, yes I am.
Well, I've been looking for my phone for...
In Dax's domain, we see all. So we always know what our cars are worth.
All of them?
All of them. Value surge! Trucks up 3.9%!
That's a great offer.
I know. Sell?
Sell.
Track your car's value with Carvana Value Tracker today.
But let's talk about this angst with 49er fans.
Let's
pick the scab. Come on. Let's go. 888-957-9570. What are y'all worried about? Why don't you get, do you give them the benefit of the doubt? It's only day two. I think that like the points you just made there on the crossover, I think it's fair to emotionally feel that way. There's no way a Niner fan is peacocking into the room today.
No.
They just took it on the chin a little bit yesterday. But do you give them the benefit of the doubt? Now, you said no. Why?
Because you have, in my estimation, and the way I look at it, you are signaling that it is going to be some belt tightening is what's going to go on. So if it's belt tightening, and if you look at who they've signed so far, they signed a blocking tight end, they signed a backup safety, and they signed...
Some special teamer.
Yeah, who,
about a half hour ago.
And I have to Google it. Yeah. So right now, it feels to me a little Farhanian what you're doing. And I know it's early and the draft hasn't happened and all the rest of it, but what it feels to me is like belt tightening. And I can't help but think about what the organization is doing in terms of broader signaling, where, you know, you have 10% of the team up for sale, which tells me you're trying to make a little bit of money. You are reportedly in on the Tampa Bay Rays if they're going to be up for sale, which tells me that maybe you want your resources to go toward a new property. You already bought into Leeds United. It feels to me like the ownership, and I'm not looking at Jed, I'm looking at the actual purse strings pullers. It feels to me like what happened last year was you shoveled a bunch of money out, you went 6-11, and so now they're saying no more. And I get that, but as a fan, it makes me not feel excited about free agency.
Well, that's fine. You cannot. There's nothing to be excited about yet. They haven't given anybody anything to be excited about yet.
A special teamer and a backup safety.
I'll say it one more time.
And a blocking tight end.
They haven't given the fans right. anything to be excited about. I do think you're potentially, at least potentially, taking a leap when you say the 49ers have decided we're going to stop spending on players so that we can buy a part of the Rays. Like, I don't have, and that's so...
Well, part of the team is reportedly up for sale.
Which could be, first of all, could be for many reasons, and second of all, might well be irrelevant in terms of what they do.
Yeah.
They've got, like, I want this to be very, very clear, and Tim Kawakami will help us with this in 45 minutes. The Niners have plenty of money to spend. Plenty of money
to
spend.
In terms of the cap.
Yes.
Yeah.
They have plenty of money to spend. If what they're doing is lowering their cash out, in other words, big names, big signing bonus, glitzy, I don't know, like, that's part of the NFL, right? Everybody has to do that, right? You have to regenerate yourself constantly in the NFL because of the cap, because of the violence of the sport, because age happens so damn quickly in this sport. Like, And that's why I get to the point I made earlier, which is, man, this is a lot of hand-wringing over a team that went 6-11. You damn well better hope they make some changes. So how do we go into an offseason where everyone's yelling, got to make some changes? And then they'll make some changes. And before we know what those changes are, we're like, hold on a second. Hold on. Please hang on to all of our players. Wait a minute. I thought we asked for some changes. So I'm not like against what you're saying, but I will say this. You know that I have had all along, I have had belief in this front office, and I still do. So they get the benefit of the doubt for now, but it's a short shelf life.
Mm.
Because free agency is not built in a day, but it is built in about five. You get about a week. And so if they're still sitting here at ground zero on Thursday, I come over to your side of the fence.
Okay. Yeah.
But like, I do think that some of what they're doing is inevitable. It's part of football.
I get it, but the choices that they're making for me, like Dre Greenlaw, for example, and you decide that he's not worth what you're going to pay him. Okay. You decide that he's not worth the money that he got, so you move off of him. And Aaron Banks, a guy who, you know, whether or not you think he's been good or I think he's been great, there's a team out there that thinks he's pretty good, and so he gets signed. And, you know, you look at Jalen Moore, a guy who was a good swing tackle for you, and he stepped in more than admirably when Trent Williams was out, and he played well, and then he gets a deal, and you don't want to pay that. I get it. You don't want to pay that much money for players that other people think are good players. So that's fine. I'm not going to begrudge you for that immediately, but go ahead and replace them with people who are as good, and maybe they make less if that's going to work for you.
Yeah.
So go ahead and replace Dre Greenlaw. And I know he's missed two of the last 4 years due to injury, and so that's a little bit of a tough spot. And last year you thought that Devondre Campbell was the guy, and he was awful. He was awful, and then he quit on you. So I'm a little bit hesitant to give you the benefit of the doubt on that.
Sure.
I'm hesitant.
But that's one signing. But
that's a case example for me.
Okay, but
and you've been chasing the opposite pass rusher, opposite Nick Bosa, and you brought in Ford and Chase Young, and you brought in...
Why is the 2024 draft not a case example?
No, it is.
You? Okay.
I mean, they finally got one right.
To me...
Good for you.
To me, the most powerful thing that we've seen on social media in the last 24 hours, if you want to have the benefit of the doubt to the Niners front office or not, is to literally draw the line between the player they lost and the fact that they actually already replaced him. They already replaced him last year. You lose Aaron Banks, Dominic Pooney. You lose Talanoa Hufanga, Malik Mustafa. You lost Charvarius Ward, Renardo Green. You might lose Jordan Mason. You lost Eli Mitchell, Isaac Garendo.
Patrick Taylor Jr.
Well, that one doesn't. That's too far down the depth chart. And that's why I'm with you on Dre Greenlaw, because they have not replaced that as of yet. So they've got work to do. I don't argue that. But I would argue that the majority, not all, but the majority of the players who left in free agency so far are not players that I'm freaked out to lose at all.
Well, now you're asking your depth pieces, and you mentioned Malik Mustafa, who, you know, you're asking now to come in and be the dude.
Yeah.
Last year he
hell
was.
Yeah.
And last year, was he the dude?
Yeah.
6-11.
Well,
6-11.
Okay, hold on.
Deomino Lenore was the dude? No, this is your argument.
No, it isn't.
You've talked about 6-11 and all these
unfair
players that you're losing off a 6-11 team,
God.
And you're saying that, Deomino Lenore, he's the dude.
Yes.
He was the dude on a 6-11 team.
Yeah, you can't.
How is that not the same thing,
it's
Mark?
Because you can't.
It's exactly the same.
I'll wait or you die.
I am done for
great,
now.
Great.
There's plenty more.
Here's the response to that, my dude. You cannot pin an entire 6-11 season on individuals, but I can certainly position it on large position groups. You are watching a defensive line and offensive line get reworked because they sucked really bad. Go look at the metrics. They sucked.
And you're bringing back 60% of that offensive
line.
Not
yet. Not yet. I don't know. I know. You keep,
as of now.
Right, because you keep wanting to assess their entire offseason over Monday.
Well, then why are we even talking about it?
Because
we should wait until September 9th, and then we can talk about it.
That's why the question I'm asking is not asking you to look backward. It's asking you to look forward.
And I'm looking
right now. Do you give them the benefit of the doubt?
No, I don't.
And that's fine.
For one time in their regime, they actually nailed the draft.
Okay.
First time in totality, they nailed it. They're 1-for-8.
But you can't argue. Well, that's a little bit of a broad brush. You're acting like they never made a good pick before.
No, they've made good picks, but so what they did last year,
you cannot say they failed
special.
7 drafts in a row when they've wanted to re-sign Kittle and Warner and
Banks
Brock
and Jalen Moore. For that.
No, not Banks and Jalen
exactly.
Moore. No, but a lot of homegrown players. The whole receiving core got extensions.
How did that work out for you?
Well, I mean, I don't know. It worked out pretty well when Debo got it the first time, and Juwan Jennings worked out pretty well. I've been on record saying Ayuk was a mistake. I said it before they did it. So, but don't act like they don't like any of the players they've ever picked. It's disingenuous.
No, but don't act like a 6-11 team. You can pick and choose like who was a bad one to get rid of and who is good to keep.
But your point
is the totality of it.
Right, and you want to keep the band together. That's essentially what your point has been.
Your point is D'Amato Lenore is amazing
on
a 6-11 team.
Yes.
Yet Leonard Floyd is bad because they were 6-11.
I never made that point.
That's kind of what you're saying.
It's not what I'm saying. What I said
is he can't stop the run, so he's
players,
got to go.
11. I didn't like Leonard Floyd. I don't think he was that good, but I never made it all about Leonard Floyd. I'm making it about the 49ers in totality. As you say, 11 players on the way out the door. Why are we so worried about the girth that we're losing when they weren't good? Of course they're going to make changes. We asked for them to make changes. Now they're making changes and we're freaked out that people are leaving? Of course people are leaving. And I'm not going to sit here and say, I'm glad all of them are gone. I haven't said that. Dre Greenlaw hurts. And on a emotional level, so does Juszczyk, because he's been such a part of some special things. But to expect the 49ers to match $77 million for Aaron Banks is ludicrous. Like lunacy if the Niners match that.
It depends on how you value your offensive line. So, and you know, Dominic Pooney, fine. He's a rookie, right guard, and I wonder who your left guard's going to be. And your center had a bad year, and your right tackle had a bad year, and it doesn't mean that this is going to be your line starting out the season. But right now, when you look at their O-line today as opposed to on Friday, it's hard. I'm hard pressed to say that it looks better.
It doesn't exist yet.
Right.
It doesn't exist yet.
Then why are we even having this conversation?
Because the conversation, if you keep hearing me, is are you giving them the benefit of the doubt?
And if you're hearing me, I'm telling you no.
I understand that, but your reasoning is then you're assessing pizza that you haven't tasted yet.
No, I'm assessing.
You have no idea who's on
the team. Approach. They're not spending money on their players that they drafted, and Adam Peters, who was their number one advanced scout, player personnel guy. He's been gone now 2 years.
Yeah.
And how's that worked out for you?
I don't know. I know that he just gave a bucket full of money to Javon Kinlaw, and if he were still a Niner and he did that, we'd be ripping his butt to shreds today.
True North Store's beverage clubs just got bigger. Buy 6 Celsius Pure Leaf Tea, Starbucks Energy, or Pepsi 1-liter flavors and get the 7th free. Whether you're craving an energy boost or just something to quench your thirst, we've got the drink for you. As a True Rewards member, sip and save with our clubs when you buy 6 and get the 7th free. Download now from your favorite app store for more details. True North Convenience Stores and True Rewards. Fast, friendly, clean.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
take me out to the ball game.
What are you doing?
Did you know DirecTV has the most MLB games?
So you're singing?
Yeah, they put your favorite teams front and center right when you turn it on. Buy me some cold cuts and flapjacks.
Those aren't even the words.
I'm allergic to peanuts.
Stream DirecTV, home of the most MLB games. Visit DirecTV.com. Claim based on total games offered on national and regional sports networks. RSNs available with choice package or higher. Availability of RSNs varies by zip code and package.
That's what I know.
Kinlaw was better since he left the Niners.
Good Lord.
Without a doubt.
Good Lord.
He was hurt here, and then they gave up on him,
yeah.
And he went out and he had a good year.
So you want Javon Kinlaw for $45 million? Is that what you're saying?
All I'm saying is he was better when he left here.
So, again.
So you drafted him in the first round, and then you decided he wasn't very good.
Yeah, he was a bust.
Well, they decided he was a bust.
Yeah,
he's now gone on to two teams.
He was.
And he's not a bust if he gets $45 million.
The Eagles threw him around like a rag doll in the NFC Championship game.
2 years ago.
Yeah, yeah. He was a bust for
coming
the 49ers.
Coming off an injury-plagued year. Well, last year he played well enough to get $45
million. I'm
sure that he doesn't feel like a bust.
Well, good for him.
Yeah.
He's a rich man. That's wonderful. I don't care about that. I care about the 49ers playing good football. And that guy did not play good football for the 49ers when he played, and that was rare. So I don't know why we would, you know what I mean? Like, why? That's what I'm getting at. Why with fingernails do you want to dig in and hang on to people that everyone spent 4 months like ripping? And it, like, this was a horrible season. And the 49ers, like, there are realities to this. They have a quarterback that they're about to keep. And they have other players who are playing well who need money. George Kittle, Fred Warner. Fred Warner needs a new contract. He's got nothing guaranteed left. Don't you want to keep him?
Yeah.
Okay.
Let's see how long it takes them to nickel and dime him into the ground.
I'm
going to put it at July 12th and that's the over-under.
And that's a different conversation, and you may be right about that. Like, you can easily criticize the 49ers for waiting too long to sign a lot of their deals. They could have had Brandon Ayuk for cheaper, and now they're sitting here with Brock Purdy watching other quarterbacks get signed. But this is speculative. I don't want to assess a roster that doesn't exist. The idea is, the Niners are who they are for the last 6 years. For at least a few more days, do you give them the benefit of the doubt or not? I do, but there's a shelf life on it. For now. I do for now. You clearly don't.
Thursday is the day you said.
Yeah.
So
888-957-9570. You can weigh in on this. Which side are you on? 888-957-9570. We'll take your calls on this right now. We would love to hear from 49er fans. Do you give the Niner front office right now, after one day of free agency, the benefit of the doubt, or not, at least temporarily?
Nerds!
Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Making financial decisions shouldn't feel like filling out basketball brackets. Too many choices, too much noise, and no one wants a busted budget. NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast cuts through the clutter. Their finance journalists break down real-world money decisions with clear, research-backed insights. From investing to home buying to credit cards, the nerds help you navigate major financial decisions with confidence. Make smarter financial plays today. No luck required. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
It's that time of year again. My schedule is packed with bracket-busting, three-point shooting, nonstop basketball action. I don't want to miss a second of it. That's why I go for a five-hour energy shot. They're perfect for my days packed with back-to-back games or whenever my favorite team is playing late. Five-hour energy keeps me going during the broadcast and the next morning when I need to get myself up and to work. Visit 5hourenergy.com for great deals and to stock up before tip-off.
Hey, I'm Josh Fink, owner of Knicks Menswear. Getting married? Don't rent some random suit. At Knicks, we help you own the look for about the same price as a rental. You're marrying the love of your life. Don't you deserve a suit that's yours forever? Knicks Menswear, your friend in style.
Low-carb keto yo-yo diets, GLP-1 injections, but you're never going to lose weight if your liver is clogged with fat. So what can you do? It's simple. Almacead. Almacead is a natural superfood protein shake that uses natural amino acids and bioactive peptides to help unclog your liver and optimize your metabolism so it's easier to lose weight. And it's been scientifically proven to preserve muscle mass. Join millions who have transformed their lives with Almacead. Find out more and see the university studies at almacead.com. That's almased.com.
Street Easy asked former New Yorkers if there's anything they miss about life in New York City.
Let me put it this way. House with a home theater sounds appealing. But that's until you realize you no longer have a theater district.
Whether you're looking to rent or it's time to buy, Street Easy has the local expertise you need to never leave NYC. Go to StreetEasy.com to learn more. StreetEasy is an assumed name of Zillow Inc., which has licenses in all 50 states.